Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, Uisce Éireann has issued this nationwide appeal to conserve water amid threats of shortages during the coming months. A hose pipe ban is already in place in parts of the country and businesses are being asked to audit how much they use, and there are calls for water stewards to be appointed to monitor usage. But how much responsibility should we be taking for the water that we use? Can we really make dramatic changes in the state supply by making our own little changes at home? Well, in a moment, we'll speak to Fiona Regan, who's professor in chemistry at Dublin City University and also director of the DCU Water Institute, on why the warming of our seas is linked to these shortages. But first, Caroline O'Doherty is with us, environment correspondent with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
So this call from Uisce Éireann this morning: reduce your water usage, be careful and judicious about how much we're using as we go about our day-to-day business. I mean, what concerns do they have in particular about the coming weeks?
Yeah, well, the concerns started in May. In May this year, we had the earliest water conservation orders issued ever in this country. And when it gets to a water conservation order, that's actually a legally binding, you know, coming with penalties order in certain areas, you know, to go easy on the water usage. But even at that stage, you know, there were, I think, about 16 other water supplies around the country. And by a supply, you know, a supply can supply, you know, anything from a few dozen people to hundreds of thousands of people. They were in drought, which means that they do not have enough water to meet their local demand. So they're having to be supplemented, or the supply is having to be diverted from somewhere else. And that number has grown now. So we have about 30 supplies around the country that are in doubt. There's about 8 counties in particular where there are difficulties. So the concern is that we had a very dry winter, spring, and in some places going back as far as last autumn. And basically the rivers and lakes, which is where we get most of our drinking water from, didn't replenish. The winter rains didn't bring them up to level. So, and we also have the warmer weather, which means that there's higher demand for water. So what happened is we did get rain in June. Most places got good dollops of rain, but it just wasn't enough to replenish the supplies. And the weather forecast is very good, because it's great to see a bit of sunshine and clear skies. But if you're in charge of the country's water supply, it's very worrying, because from today onwards, we have warm temperatures and clear skies forecast all the way through to next week. And there's an extended range forecast, which suggests this could continue all the way to early next month.
And so the appeal is being made to all of us now to stop using water excessively before this situation gets worse. That's the message, isn't it?
That's the message. They're essentially saying, you know, could we behave as if there was a water conservation order in place? So the kind of things, just, you know, hose pipes, we call these a hose pipe ban, or, you know, and what we mean there by it, it's most kind of visible excess water usage that the average household might engage in. So they take out the hose pipe either to water the garden or to fill it, you know, to wash the car, possibly to wash down the front of the house, or to power hose the pavement, to fill a paddling pool. And they're just saying, don't do that. And there's some kind of striking, you know, examples of how much water you might use if you run a hose pipe for an hour. That's essentially the same as all the water your average family will use in a day. So they are saying, just, you know, can you please not do that? And it's tempting, because it's tempting to keep your garden lush and everything, but it's just, you know, there are quite a lot of us. So it sounds like small amounts of water, given the amount of water that's used in the country generally, but they're saying, you know, it adds up. So mm-hmm. every little helps at this stage.
Okay, it all adds up. But then there's another problem here, which you're writing about as well this morning: the lack of storage in the Irish water system. This is a long running problem, but a big one.
Yeah, so the Department of Housing and Planning, which looks after water in the country, put out some analysis yesterday, and it's out for public consultation, so you can have a read of it and put in your thoughts over the next few weeks. But it's what they're calling, they're devising an adaptation plan, a climate change adaptation plan for water. So what we have to do to protect and safeguard our water systems and our water supplies and our water sources as climate change impacts sort of hit. And we're already seeing those. We're seeing it right now. So we're expecting longer spells of drought. We're expecting warmer temperatures. And this is not way, way into the future. This is over the next 25 years. So that's going to put a strain on our water supply, which we're seeing right now, but we also have a growing population, so there's greater demand. And one of the issues they highlight is we don't have a lot of storage facilities for water in Ireland. We haven't needed to, because traditionally we've had sort of some form of rain consistently, maybe 2 days out of three. So water falls into the rivers and lakes, we take it out, and it's a completely kind of seamless system. Now, you know, we have these long dry spells, the rivers and lakes are not being replenished. We don't have an awful lot, basically reservoirs. There is some work going on. Ishgairn is putting some investment in more reservoirs at the moment. I mean, some of our reservoirs are just, they're open. So there's evaporation going on all the time. They only just recently covered a fairly substantial reservoir in Stillorgan that covers about 200,000 households in South Dublin. So we're catching up on that. And that's just one of the issues that's highlighted in that report that was published yesterday.
Caroline, thank you very much. Let's talk more now about that game of catch up with Professor in Chemistry Fiona Regan, who's also Director of the DCU Water Institute. Good morning to you, Fiona, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Kerry. Thank you.
Before we talk about the long running problems and the game of catch up that Caroline mentioned, on average, how much water are households consuming?
Yes, so actually Ireland typically consumes more than the European average, and the European average would be in and around 140 litres per person per day. So we're above that, you know, on average.
And do we know why, or what are we doing with the additional water?
Well, I suppose, you know, in Ireland we've never had to think about water before because it falls liberally from the sky. And so therefore we've never really tried to conserve it. And so, you know, we run the tap when we're brushing our teeth or shaving. We do hose, use the hose in the garden, and we use the hose for our driveways and so on. So we use it liberally. And it's not really until we're asked to conserve that we can really think about how much we use. Mm-hmm. You know, Caroline talked about using a hose. A hose uses 10 litres in a minute, whereas if we just use our watering can, that's a 10 litre in the can. You know, there's a huge difference in terms of how we use water, and we've never had to really think about it.
Right, so it's never been a concern up to now, but now it really is. I mean, these water shortages, they're not just a short-term problem, are they?
No, they aren't, and indeed they haven't been. In Dublin, we've always been on a kind of knife edge in terms of supply and demand, somewhere in and around 1%, whereas the rest of the country was more in kind of 15%. So we've always had a challenge in Dublin, at least for many decades, and it is becoming much more severe now because of our housing needs. And also, you know, because of climate change, because we are seeing differences in our weather patterns, as we're talking about today. We're seeing heavier rainfall at certain times of the year, and then this very long drought that we're seeing.
And when you talk about heavier rainfall, is our big problem that we're not capturing that water when we need it and conserving it? So a lack of infrastructure when it comes to reservoirs?
Certainly. Certainly the capacity to capture that and retain that, you know, covered systems, so that we have that for supply, treatment and supply, is really important. And we don't have enough of that in Ireland. I suppose it never has been, you know, in such a huge demand as it is now in relation to either population or the fact that we're seeing greater use because of increased temperatures.
Although how long have we been talking about this as an emerging problem, and still we don't have the infrastructure in place?
Absolutely. I mean, I've written about it as well. You know, we really need, at the planning level, at government level, to ensure that we have new households addressing grey water. So grey water would be something that you're not using for drinking, for example. The EPA have reported that we only use 6% of our treated water for drinking. So all of the rest, the 94% of that treated water, you know, could be collected in our water butts for gardens, or from, you know, for rainfall for other uses in the household. You know, we don't need such high quality water at such levels in our households.
So 94% of treated water doesn't need to be at the grade that it's at because of what we're doing with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So talk to me then about the oceans and why they're key to all of this and what's happening in terms of the warming.
Yeah, so the oceans are the greatest water body in our planet. They're all connected. and they're really important. They're the lifeblood of the planet. But what is happening now, because we're in climate change, is that they're warming. And we've seen that mentioned over the last number of months, because we have seen the greatest degree of warming, recorded. Met Aaron recently showed that, for example, around the Donegal coast, they're seeing 1.7 degrees higher this year than the average between 2007 and 2024. And similarly, around the Cork area, off the Cork coast, 2.2 degrees above average this year. And so what that is doing basically is, as the temperature increases in the oceans, we get more evaporation. That water goes into the atmosphere, we get greater humidity, and then we get greater rainfall because it has to fall out of the atmosphere. And so it's that warming that is driving these intense rainfall events that we're seeing in our weather.
Mm-hmm. But we still don't have enough water, despite the rainfall that you've just described.
Well, I think we in Ireland have enough water if we have the way to gather it, to collect it, to store it. We do get very heavy rainfall. But we're going to see it at different times of the year. We saw the terrible event that happened in Texas. We're seeing these events happening all over the world. They're unprecedented levels of water happening in a short space of time. But we need in Ireland to have those reservoirs to store the rainfall when it does fall.
Mm-hmm. So then it would follow from what you're saying that we're going to see increased flooding rates too.
Yes, and we have been. We certainly have been. These intense rainfall events are going to cause issues in areas where the land is drying, where you have a lot of hard surface area within cities and towns, because the water has nowhere to go. So if you get very intense rainfall over a short space of time, that water needs to move somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If it's over a short or longer period of time, of course, it can infiltrate, can go through the ground and so on. But if it's over a short space of time, that water has nowhere to go. And so we will see that, according to what has been reported by Met Aaron and other experts, we will see that increasing as a result of climate change.
Do you, Fiona, feel frustrated when you hear these pleas to conserve water, when we don't seem to be doing enough when it comes to the long-term plan to deal with this?
I suppose I'm a little frustrated for sure. As a scientist, I know that climate change is happening and has been happening, and we have lots of evidence. I do feel that, you know, we need greater decision making at a higher level, because we all can do a lot, and Irish people always respond. We have the plastic bags as a great example, and the smoking. We always respond well. But we need good decision making. We need better planning. We need to not have hard surfaces on our grounds. We need to have water butts on every new house. We need to have incentives for households that are actively reducing water consumption. You know, I think we can have these really useful, impactful things happening if we have better governance at a higher level.
What about water charges in all of this, Fiona?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, people who are exceeding should certainly be charged. But we should also, if we want people to conserve, we should be incentivizing those households that are reducing. So, for example, households that are not using hoses, that are using way below the average, should be incentivized. We can't always use a stick.
But you can't really do that unless you're charging for the water, right? You can't incentivize, because there's no price to reduce if there's no charges there initially for everybody.
Yeah, well, once we have meters, once we know what everybody is using, the government can then implement that. I mean, they're very clever people that can come up with means of charging. But we are one of the very few countries that are not paying for water. And in fact, we are through our taxes, of course. But we need to have a better way to incentivize households to reduce,
mm-hmm.
and businesses, by the way, because we have, you know, heavy users of water in the business sector as well.
All right, water charges creeping back onto the agenda. Fiona, thank you so much. That's Professor Fiona Regan there from DCU. Coming up next, how to tackle those high prices in the supermarkets.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.